Hare Krishna. So we are seeing those verses where Krishna is answering the third question of Arjuna. How does Asthita Pragya, a person with a steady mind, sits? That is how he controls the senses from going away from sense objects. So Krishna has already spoken two verses. Now in the third verse, Krishna is going to speak something deeper. Let's see that now in shloka number 16.
Yatatoya api kaunteya purushasya vipashyatah indriyani pramathini haranti prabhasam manah.
So here Krishna is saying that indriyani pramathini, the senses are very strong. And I think we have experience of this. Senses are very strong. Indriyani pramathini, the senses are very strong. And what do these senses do? Haranti prabhasam manaha. They take away the mind, they kidnap the mind. Haranti. So what do you mean by taking away the mind? Means engaging the mind in doing sense gratification. Engaging the mind towards sense objects. So this is what the senses can do. So to whom senses are doing this? To a fool? Yes, to a fool it's very easy. For a person who is manda, yes, very easy. A person who does not have any knowledge, no jnana, very easy. But not just these, you know, lower people, not the people who are on a lower rung. Here Krishna is saying that people who are on a higher rung, that is,
yatato hi api purushasya vipaschitaha.
Oh Kaunteya, not people at lower rung, I'm talking about people at a higher rung. The people who are endeavoring to control the senses. And who are these people who are endeavoring to control the senses? Yatato hi api, who are they? Purushasya vipaschitaha. Those people or those personalities who have complete knowledge or discriminating power between what is right and what is wrong. Even a person who is having discriminating power, senses are so strong that they take away his mind. Haranti kidnaps. They kidnap the mind of the person. So let's see, you know, the purport, and let's try to analyze the shloka so that we understand the importance of Krishna consciousness or bhakti. So here, even the greatest of them sometimes fall victim to material sense enjoyment due to agitated mind. See, history is the proof. There are many, many great personalities in the past who did lots of tapasya to control their senses. But they fell down after some time. And one such example that is given is Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra, he did tapasya for many, many thousands of years. And what happened? Menaka comes and her ankle bells are tinkling. And Vishwamitra is easily allured by Menaka for sensual pleasures. Now, see, we have to understand, Vishwamitra is on a very high level. Very high level. Now, just imagine if he can be driven away by the senses. If he can be carried away by the senses, what are we? We are chutku in front of Vishwamitra. We are nothing in front of Vishwamitra and so many other great personalities. Even there is another saint whose name is Shaubhari Muni. He was doing tapasya inside the water for many, many, many thousands of years. And what happened? He just saw two fishes having sensual pleasure and looking at them, this personality, he lost completely. His senses took over and this personality came out of the water and started doing sensual activities. Can we imagine this? So if great personalities are facing this problem, then what about us? What is the hope for all of us? That hope is given here. See, there is a solution. If there is a problem in this world and if we are really striving for a solution, I'm talking about spiritual solution. Yes, it will be available because Krishna is merciful one. He gives all the solution. And here, the solution is given. That by engaging the mind in Krishna, one can cease such material engagements. And one example is given here of Yamunacharya. Who is Yamunacharya? Sri Yamunacharya is the guru of Ramanujacharya, a very, very great personality, great saint. He is saying,
Yad avadi mama cheta Krishna padaravinde navanavarasa dhamnya udyatam rantum asit तद अवदीबत नार संगमे स्मर्यमाने नारी संगमे स्मर्यमाने भवति मुख विकारः सुष्ठो निष्टीवनं च.
सो ही सेइंग यद अवधि मम चेत कृष्ण पदारविंदे. सिंस माय माइंड इज एंगेज्ड एट द ब्यूटिफुल लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. हियर व्हेन ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द फीट इट आल्सो मींस द एंटायर फॉर्म. व्हेन माय माइंड इज कंप्लीटली एंगेज्ड ऑन श्री कृष्णा एंड नव नव रस धाम्य उद्यतम रंतुम आसीत. And since I'm practicing bhakti, since my mind is engaged in service of Krishna, what is happening? Every moment, I'm experiencing newer and newer rasas, newer and newer enjoyment, transcendental humor. And so what is happening? Tad avadhi batanare sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikarah sushtu nishthivanam cha. So he's saying, whenever I think of sense gratification, my lips curl in distaste. It's like when you see something which you don't like, what happens? Ugh. Same thing happens when a person is engaged in service of the Lord. When he has got a higher taste, param drishtva, when he has got a higher taste, what happens? When he thinks about sense gratification, he's like, ugh, I don't want to. This is the mood. This is the solution. So when a person is engaged in bhakti, automatically these things will happen, and this is what is given here. Krishna consciousness is such a transcendentally nice thing that automatically material enjoyment becomes distasteful. And we have a live example of this. Prabhupada, when he went to West, so there Prabhupada was preaching to the hippies. Hippies means those people who had left their homes, always into drugs, completely drug addicted. And you know, they were always into sensual pleasures, illicit sensual pleasures, eating abominable stuff, drinking abominable stuff. They were living really a very, very low grade life. And then the great messenger, the great deliverer, the Jagadguru, Srila Prabhupada, when he went there and when he gave them the taste of Krishna consciousness, what happened? They were not put into rehabilitation center. They were not taken to any center like that. They were just taken to a center where Srila Prabhupada was doing kirtan. Where Prabhupada gave them the taste of Krishna. And within no time, the people who were completely addicted to the highest of highest drugs, they gave up drugs. They gave up the illicit sensual pleasures. They gave up eating nonsensical, abominable things and drinking abominable liquids. They gave up all that and they became so pure. In no time. In no time. This is the miracle. This is the magic of bhakti. So we have to understand that just by practicing bhakti, a person can give up all the lower things, all the lower things. And here an analogy is given for that. It is as if a hungry man had satisfied his hunger by a sufficient quantity of nutritious eatables. Now a person is very hungry. He is given a nice full plate of prasadam, having nice, amazing, palatable dishes. I'll not name one by one now. Just imagine a plate full of nice, delicious, palatable prasadam. And when that hungry man starts eating and eating and eating, his hunger is reducing, 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 and finally he's completely satisfied. That is the state of a fully Krishna conscious person, completely satisfied. And now when the person is completely satisfied, his stomach is full, no hunger. Even when you take something in front of him, this is your favorite dish, take little. No, I'm done. As if he's a completely detached soul. After eating so much, he's completely detached. No, I don't want. I'm satisfied. I don't want. This is what will happen with a person who is practicing bhakti. That is the reason. That is the reason every single day we should practice bhakti. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When a person starts chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively with complete absorption, we shouldn't stop at 108 number of times. We should move ahead. We should increase our rounds. 1, 2, 3. We should increase our rounds. We should increase the duration of time that we are giving for Krishna conscious activities. In ISKCON, people chant for 2 hours. 2 hours, devotees do mantra meditation. So when we start doing that, when we start reading Bhagavad Gita and understanding the message of Bhagavad Gita. See, now when we are doing the shloka a day, now we are seeing that how Bhagavad Gita is so practical. So when we are doing this, when we are hearing, you know, every single day, what happens? Automatically we'll advance, we'll get higher taste. And that day will be there when we will see sense object and we'll say, aha, no, So that day will come. Yes. So this is what Krishna is saying in this particular shloka, that even a man who has got the capacity to discriminate between the right and wrong, even that person is carried away by the strong senses. But when a person is practicing bhakti, since he has got higher taste, he can withstand all the agitations. Now let's see in the next shloka, Krishna is going to talk about the person who restrains his senses. But then again, it's not that easy. So let's see in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.